Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. This episode is brought to you by DigitalOcean, the cloud provider that makes it easy for startups to deploy and scale modern web applications with no billing surprises. Simple, predictable pricing, 12 global data center regions, and a user experience that shows that they don't actively hate you. Go take a look at what DigitalOcean is offering today. Visit do.co/morning to learn more. That's do.co/morning. So what happened last week in the world of AWS? Excellent question. Kind of a lot. Amazon Cognito User Pools service now supports case insensitivity for user aliases. So you can now have user aliases with randomized capitalization so that they look like they're deranged. That's users for you. Amazon ECS optimized Linux 2 AMIs now come with pre-installed AWS Systems Manager agent as they compete for the world title of shoving as many adjectives into a service as humanly possible. Amazon EKS announces release of VPC CNI version 1.6, which is extremely important, mostly to sad people. Amazon MSK increases the default broker limit per cluster to 30 brokers, and by running all 30 at the same time, you'll find very quickly that your broker. Amazon RDS for Oracle now supports Federal Information Processing Standard, or FIPS, 140-2 for SSL. That adds additional levels of government regulation for encryption-style things that generally tend to not gain you a whole hell of a lot other than government certification. In some cases, they actively speak to making SSL worse. But if you're running Oracle, things are pretty bad already. Amazon RDS for PostgreSQL or PostgreSQL or Postgre, don't at me, now supports additional sizes for db.m5 and db.r5 instance classes. None of these 14 existing sizes will do, pouts DBA Goldilocks, so AWS added 4 more to see if this solved her problem. It turns out that there is, in fact, never a hungry bear around when you need one. Amazon RDS for Postgres supports new minor versions 11.6, 10.11, 9.6.16, and 9.5.20. That's right, new minor versions of a minorly used database engine. Amazon RDS for SQL Server now supports joining a domain across AWS accounts and VPCs using managed Microsoft Active Directory. That just sounds like digging through 15 levels of hell in order to get to the 16th level. And what's there? You're not done yet. Not by a long shot. New. Amazon Workspaces has a new client release that supports their janky beta protocol and better onboarding flows. Who cares about this? Not nearly enough people, because Workspaces is worth more attention than it currently gets. Aurora PostgreSQL, or Postgre, or PostgreSQL, supports machine learning, export to Amazon S3, and new minor versions. I'm incredibly annoyed that they baked machine learning into a database and didn't have the good sense to charge the hype-driven folks who were slobbering over it through the nose. AWS AppConfig launches support for AWS CloudFormation. That's right, another siloed wall begins to fall. AWS CloudFormation StackSets introduces automatic deployments across accounts and regions through AWS organizations, to which all I can say is freaking finally. It has been so painful to do any kind of management organization-wide for baselines that are not included in, say, control tower guardrails or whatever landing zone you built. This ideally will solve an awful lot of it, but no promises yet until we've actually kicked the tires on it. This episode is sponsored as well by Chaos Search. That's right. You know what's terrible? Log analytics. How do I know your log analytics are terrible without having seen what exactly it is you're using? Because it's always terrible. Now, the nice thing about Chaos Search is that they do have an ELK equivalent for you that separates out compute from storage. You can scale both of those however you want because the storage lives simply in your own S3 buckets. This leads to a better outcome for nearly everyone, except vendors who make their living off of unnecessary complexity. The querying lives in a series of containers that hang out next to those S3 buckets. Then, in turn, you can visualize logs without having to worry about how much log storage you're generating. Because honestly, why should it matter? Log less is not really the right direction for anything. This starts to be an observability story, but more than that in the coming weeks. My thanks to Chaos Search for their continuing support of this ridiculous podcast. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io. AWS Data Exchange introduces email notifications for subscription requests. That's right, when someone tries to buy something off of the Data Exchange, they now deign to send you an email about it. AWS Managed Services, or AMS, remember that acronym, it doesn't come up often, so it'll confuse you every time it does, now supports additional AWS services. That's right, the group of people inside of Amazon that will run your organization on top of AWS for you will only support some of AWS's sarcastically long service catalog, so make sure you're sticking with the good parts of AWS, not the crappy ones. AWS Security Hub launches security checks aligned to the PCI DSS, which stands for Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard. That's right, they've had a product called Security Hub for a while now, but until this moment was not actually helpful at getting you across the line of PCI compliance. Speaking of ridiculous things, AWS Shield Advanced now supports health-based detection. Remember, Shield Advanced is a service about which remarkably little is said publicly other than, please pay us $3,000 a month for it. It is a DDoS protection service that is vaguely aligned with problems people have, but they have struggled to articulate a value to this other than to people who already have it. So their marketing story is not great, and we get to learn about how this works as we go. It's awesome. Just awesome. AWS Systems Manager now enables auto-approval of patches by date. In other words, you can say any patches released before any arbitrary day should be applied. Anything after that, slow your roll, hasty pudding. We need to make sure that we're not rolling out breaking changes to our environment. I like the idea. I question the execution. AWS well-architected tool now supports AWS serverless Lens. The entire well-architected tool is a notable entry in the compendium of lies my cloud provider told me. It is not, in fact, a tool. It is a questionnaire. I don't know who set it up calling it a tool, but that person is themselves a tool. Configure fine-grained data access with Amazon Elasticsearch Service. Forget what I said earlier. Go ahead and read this release and go ahead and try to deploy it with a fine-grained access control to Amazon Elasticsearch, because that becomes the best possible advertisement for Chaos Search. Learn more at chaossearch.io. I don't know why they ask me to do ad reads. All they should do is just highlight what Amazon Elasticsearch does and say they do it better. Amazon EBS Multi-Attach, now available on provisioned IOPS IO1 volumes. This is awesome. For years and years and years, people have been asking to be able to mount EBS volumes to multiple EC2 instances. The answer was a resounding no because of all the problems that would create. So people came up with alternative approaches that solved these problems for them instead. Now, years after people were asking for that, they released this only for IO1, read as expensive, volumes, and most software has no idea what the hell to do with something like that. So congratulations, they've now A, come up with an actual business case for IO1 volumes, and B, have made a whole category of problem that didn't exist in the cloud exist again. This is going to suck. EC2 Hibernation adds support for Ubuntu 16.04 LTS. That's right, older versions of Ubuntu can now go to sleep as the rest of us eagerly await the day that they reach end of life and can instead be put to sleep. Introducing content filtering for Amazon EventBridge. Now I want to add content filters to other aspects of my digital life, too. We auto-removed that meeting from your calendar because the agenda was complete bullshit. Introducing multi-region asynchronous object replication solution. While Google was busy releasing white papers about their database that apparently solves for cap theorem, Amazon is now releasing solutions like this that offer none of consistency, availability, or partition tolerance. Absolutely nobody would choose a solution that operates like this unless they're tallying caucus votes in Iowa. Now available, updated versions of two APN partner digital courses. Amazon is all about customer obsession, which is why its partner program continues to add hoops of ever-increasing complexity for partners to focus upon instead of helping their own customers. There's a sarcastic and cynical blog post called Launching Open Distro for Elasticsearch Security Features on Amazon Elasticsearch Service, and this is basically another salvo in the ongoing lawsuit that Elastic has filed against AWS and started to use to threaten other customers. No one comes out of these things looking good, but Elastic comes out looking worse than most. How to use KMS and IAM to enable independent security controls for encrypted data in S3. Then you can explain those independent security controls to your auditors just as soon as they complete a 16-week detailed course into how IAM works. And finally, manage your AWS KMS API request rates using service quotas and Amazon CloudWatch. That's right. Use their service that they charge you for, but be careful how much of that service you use, and making sure that you don't use too much of that service without their permission is, of course, a burden that falls to you. What were we saying a few minutes ago about customer obsession? Yeah. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Thank you for listening. I am Cloud Economist Corey Quinn, coming at you from San Francisco, where I fix horrifying AWS bills, or wherever else I happen to find them. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. If you hated this podcast, I'll pretend to care if you leave a 5-star review on iTunes regardless.
This has been a Hubble Pod production.
Stay humble.